This is 90.9 WBUR. A new WBUR poll finds Senator Elizabeth Warren maintaining a significant lead over her Republican rival, Jeff Deal. The survey finds Warren leading Deal 54% to 32%, with independent Shiva Ariadure getting 6%. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Senator Warren drew a lot of criticism recently for releasing results of a DNA test that confirmed what she's long claimed, that she has some American Indian ancestry.
I really have grown dissatisfied with her position on her Native American heritage.
It's one reason James McCormick, an Army reservist in Plymouth, says he would pretty much vote for anyone who runs against Warren.
There's no doubt in my mind that she used it to advance herself over others, and I find that unethical and not somebody where I want a leader.
But McCormick is in the minority. 60% of likely voters surveyed for WBUR say Warren's claim to Native American ancestry is not at all important in deciding whom to support in the Senate race. Steve Cazella, president of Mass Inc. Polling, directed the survey for WBUR. He says there is a large gender gap.
We have Elizabeth Warren with just over a 40-point lead among women. Male voters are actually roughly tied, so it's really women voters that are putting Elizabeth Warren over the top at this moment.
Republican Jeff Deal leads among independent men and among men 50 and over. McCormick fits into both groups.
The political tone is too hot. There's too much rhetoric on both sides, and Liz Warren is flaming some of that. Jeff Deal just seems a little bit more moderate to me on all of that, and somebody who, like Charlie Baker currently, somebody who's more willing to compromise in order to get things done. I'm tired of the extreme partisan politics on both sides of the aisle, wherever I see it.
69% of voters say they would be more likely to support a candidate who would make it a priority to work across party lines. At the same time, 59% say they'd be more likely to support a candidate who makes it a priority to stand up to Donald Trump. It's one reason Ellen Attridge, a stay-at-home mom in Essex, supports Warren.
I could never send anybody to Washington who supports anything that he does. Deal is probably a decent guy. I think that once he gets into the maelstrom of the Republican stable in Washington, he won't be a good guy anymore.
The poll surveyed 502 likely voters in next Tuesday's election. The margin of error is 4.4%.
I like Elizabeth Warren. I think she speaks up and she stands up to things I want her to stand up to.
Kate James of Cambridge is among the 54% who say they'll vote for Warren.
I think she's a solid liberal, which I am.
A voter who wants the opposite is Philip Borello, a pharmaceutical rep in Tingsboro.
We've had a lot of liberal Democrats as senators for years, and I would want somebody different with a different philosophy who comes at things with a fresh angle. We've had Republican governors, and I think they've served us well, and I don't think it would be a bad thing to have an independent, different, fresh person in the Senate at this point.
Borello says that's reason enough for him to try Deal. Deal leads among two more groups of voters, those with a high school education or less, and residents of southeastern Massachusetts. He's from Whitman. Deal has focused in his campaign on Warren's presidential ambitions, saying she's not committed to Massachusetts. 63% of voters surveyed say Warren should not run for president, but 64% say the fact that she may run for the White House makes no difference in their vote in this Senate election. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.